Peter Sinclair to be back with you here on KTIC, as today we are visiting with Dennis Cockerham. He's with Trailer Park Country, and they are going to be coming to the West Point Community Theater coming up on July 19th at 7 p.m. And also joining us today is Von Bede with the West Point Community Theater. He's the West Point Community Theater president. And guys, thanks again for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you, Doug.
Thanks for having us.
Let's visit with Dennis just a little bit. Dennis, tell us a little bit about kind of how did you get into the music industry, the music business? What kind of got you going?
I'll tell you the truth, it was my grandfather, James Webb, right there in West Point, Nebraska, and my dad. You know, my dad was a musician growing up. I was raised with my grandparents, James and Myrtle Webb, there in West Point, and my dad had bought two guitars, similar guitars, and one of them hung on my grandpa's wall. And when my dad would come down, those guitars would come off the wall, and it was like one of the most exciting times of my life. And, you know, I just aspired to be, you know, like any kid, aspired to be like those who were leading the way for me. And it kind of went from there, tried to sing in some school musicals, you know, got involved with that. I remember being on the elementary stage there in West Point singing Let There Be Peace on Earth, and we'd have our Christmas party, you know, our Christmas shows and everything, and it just kind of took off.
And you guys have, like you mentioned, it has just kind of taken off. And one of the hits is Tailgate Crazy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, originally Tailgate Crazy was written about growing up in West Point. Here's the deal. We got that. We just drive up and down Main Street all the time. You know, that's just all we did. And we wave and you wave until next thing you know, you got enough cars following you. And we would head out to the country, pull into the to a field or to a barn, drop the tailgate, and next thing you know, that's where we were all night. It started to take me back to my roots of what made me country, what made me grounded, and it was growing up there in West Point. So we wrote Tailgate Crazy like that, but before we ever released it, I pitched it to the NFL tailgating community to see what they thought about it. You know, I'm a small-town guy with a small-town attitude, and I just wanted to see what people thought about it. Next thing you know, they started playing it. They actually debuted it outside the Cleveland Browns Stadium at the end of the season, and next thing you know, they're playing it all over the NFL at their tailgates. They sent me video footage. We held a tailgate here. We blended it together. We put it out on Facebook for free. I wasn't in it for the money. Due to the, you know, that thing took off. Next thing you know, I get a call 2 weeks before the draft in Detroit last year. And they asked me if I'd come up perform at the Super Fan Summit tailgate. Didn't think I was going to be able to make it, but we did. From there, we went down to Houston at the Houston Texans tailgate, performed Minnesota Vikings tailgate, down in Nashville for the Titans tailgate, and it just took off. And just this last Saturday, we opened up for Struggle Jennies at the state capital of South Dakota.
I tell you, it's been a busy time, and it sounds like some exciting times at the West Point Native and having your career take off like that. And it sounds like you're going to be in Canton, Ohio down the road as well, huh?
We are. We are headlining the Tailgating Hall of Fame Summer Bash this year during the Hall of Fame week, and that is going to be awesome. You know, all the teams are represented there. We're looking forward to that.
Again, visiting with Dennis Cockerham, again, West Point and native, who is going to be performing at the West Point Community Theater on July 19th. Von, when we get the West Point Community Theater up and running, it's pretty neat to be able to bring somebody home to perform right there on that stage, isn't it?
I was excited about talking to Dennis when I actually seen an article in the West Point newspaper, and all the bells were ringing. I knew Dennis. I've met him. I know his mom and his dad and his uncles and his grandpa, and it was just a bell rang in my head that you got to talk to this guy. And you can just tell by talking to him that he'll cling on to you real quick.
And again, it's going to be an exciting time. The concert is set for July 19th. It'll be at 7 p.m. at the West Point Community Theater. Gates will open at 1 hour prior to showtime. And again, the tickets are $10. It can be purchased at the area banks here in West Point. Also purchased at the Petromart, and then also can also be purchased at the Flowery Gift Gallery, and also online at westpointcommunitytheater.org. Anything exciting happening in the theater lately, Von?
Well, we got movies every weekend, and there's always a lot of things. We've got the Kids Actors Camp coming up here in July. That's always a popular thing. Marlene Weekman gathers up all these kids from 4 or 5 years old all the way up to teenagers, and they do a week's camp. And on Friday or Saturday at the end of the camp, whatever day they get scheduled, they put on a performance, and it is ridiculously good. And those kids all come back to us. They really do enjoy it, and we've had a lot of those kids come across that stage in the last 15 years that have come back to be there because they fell in love.
And again, it's a special place, the West Point Community Theater, and that is where, once again, Trailer Park Country with West Point native Dennis Cockerham scheduled to perform. Going to bring opening act Allison Harmony. Dennis, as we get ready to wrap up here today, anything else you'd like to add about your performance coming up on July 19th or just coming back home?
I want to give a shout-out to the West Point paper for writing the article, which allowed Vaughn to reach out for me. You know, thanks to you for this interview, for some radio play. Listen, it doesn't matter. I'm a West Point boy, and I still feel that way. We got a new song going to be coming out, and we're going to be coming back to West Point to film the video for it as well. And I think we're going to give you a sneak peek on the 19th.
So that is Dennis Cockerham, West Point native with Trailer Park Country. Get your tickets today to be part of the performance on July 19th. Vaughn, anything else you'd like to add?
Love to see you at the theater. There's never a dull moment down there, and the popcorn's always the best.
You bet. You can't go wrong with the theater popcorn. Extra butter, please, for me. And again, we look forward to seeing you on July 19th, West Point Community Theater, Trailer Park Country. Dennis Cockerham is coming home to West Point to perform, and they'd love to have you be a part of it. Again, if you'd like to learn more about the Trailer Park Country Band that's coming to the West Point Community Theater, you can always visit their website, trailerparkcountry.net. That'll do it for this update here on KTIC.